Two major announcements have been made for Murray Bridge Tourism. The $35 million Sturt Reserve Master Plan was endorsed at last night's council meeting, and the Bridgewater Sport Park has been given the green light for construction following court approval. Joining me to discuss is Mayor Brenton Lewis. Welcome, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now, these decisions are big for the future of the rural city as an attraction. Are you pleased to have this huge future for the riverfront laid out?
You mean, am I pleased? I'm ecstatic. Really great to see the exposure of what we're doing. It's been a long time coming, Jenny, and most people, you know, most people get a little bit tired of hearing about what's going to happen, but they really want to see things happening, and we're at a point where that's now reality.
Yeah. Let's talk first about the Sturt Reserve Master Plan. $3 million in works already underway, but what did Council approve last night?
Last night we approved the strategy overall, which is keeping in pace with what we set out to do. I mean, you've got to understand that when we first costed the conceptual type plans of the allotments as such, or the precincts, I should say, that's what we call them, of the Master Plan, I think it came in close to $38 million at the time. I think the figure now is around $35, which might be slightly under reality. But at least what we did was we broke up a $35 million project, which the council could never embark on, go out and start on and complete in any one time frame of 1 to 2 years. We just don't have those funds. But by breaking it down into bite-sized chunks of $3 million here and $4 million there and $2 there and $5 there, and chasing grants at all times from state and federal government in particular, we're now actually implementing the plan.
Yeah, so it's really happening. So what are the things that you're most excited about?
Oh, the whole thing. The whole thing, really. I mean, like, the riverfront's our gem, man. Everyone says that, but... And over the years, I mean, credit to past councils and past individuals that have come up with a lot of great concepts, really exciting stuff. You know, people's ideas have been captured one way or another, or the council of the day has been proactive and promoted what can we do at the riverfront. But in hindsight, on the downside, no one's ever really been able to whack it together in a implementable, costed, structured, strategic plan. And that's what was needed, and it's taken us years to do that, going out for all the consultation along the way and doing all the preparation and groundwork to do that. It's taken a damn long time, and, you know, you could quite easily understand as the public, well, what are you doing? We hear about it, but what are you doing? Well, now you can see it rolling out. There's a lot being done, a lot being done, and more to come.
And I hear that there may be a pool again in the river.
Yeah, potentially, and like, things are still liquid. We wouldn't want members of the community to think, oh, they've got their plan, that's it, they're not interested in anything else we might think of. That's not the case. If people have ideas that are reasonable and implementable, we're still open for business. Even though the consultation phase on the initials have closed, we'll still be open to the public on suggestions and ideas, and we'll still go out for consultation on various aspects of the precincts from time to time as well. So there'll be people there in our community, there'll be people coming through our community that have got some really great ideas that haven't been thought about that could be well and truly implementable and improve our lot overall. So we're still listening.
Mayor Brenton Lewis from Murray Bridges with me. And yeah, it looks quite different to the impressions envisaged in 2019 with all the palm trees and everything. It looks really beautiful, actually. There's some nice spaces, a grand staircase descending down Wharf Hill from the hotel,
yeah.
A new home for Bertha the Bunyip, maybe. Anything else you wanted to mention?
We've spent a few bucks to give Bertha a refresh and a re-life because she was... leaking a bit of oil, Alberta, bit of a creature. But look, it's so popular. You go down there any day of the week you like and just drive slowly past Bertha and there'll be people there. And we've made it free. There's no coin donation any longer. And there's always people at the Bunyip. And the Bunyip will be there for a long, long time. It may morph into a different concept over the future years, but at this stage she's there for a long time.
Yeah. So at the moment, $3 million worth of works are underway with some federal funding support. Correct. What can we expect to see from that?
A lot of pathways, increased lighting, toilets. It's an extension of the, you think of the RSL monument. We're very much heavily into that part at the moment. We'll then proceed into the history precinct, which used to be a yard full of untidy bits and pieces belonging to all sorts of organisations and individuals. So we've tidied all that up just initially. We've catalogued those things that need to be kept that are have historic importance. Our vision there is to have a working a museum as such. The old boat that's there, we want to get that out. We want to do that boat up and get it floating. They're all projects that can be undertaken. We work with the Steam and Rail Group there. And the other thing we hope to do is really make it a volunteer-type arrangement, a bit like a men's shed equivalent, not just for men only, but nor is the current one for that matter. But, you know, where people go and have a coffee and do some lathing and turning and woodworking, etc., to restore, metalworking, to restore some of those exhibits that we can have there. And that'll bring that community together around that, a little bit like they do in Manham with their volunteer brigade there.
Excellent. Do you know the next step?
The next step is basically the history precinct, in my understanding of it. And I think we'll be investing heavily in that. We've certainly got projects around shade and shelter. Just follow the document. It's all there.
Yeah, and then the Bridgewater Sport Park. That's been
good, isn't it?
Yeah, so good. So that's going to get underway soon. So we're going to have some exciting things happening on the rivers there as well, next to the bridge.
Oh, look, Adam's vision for that is incredible, and give him credit. He's never, ever, ever given up. I mean, my first discussion with Adam, one of the proponents of that, was way back when I was Chief Executive of Regional Development, and I've been mayor for 6 years, so Adam has never wavered. He always said he would do this, and, you know, he's gone through different site selections, he's gone through a lot of hurdles, and here he is with approval, all credit to him, and it's going to be an absolutely fantastic tourism draw card for Murray Bridge.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, there were some challenges along the way with getting development approval, but it sounds like they've actually been able to take it to court because there were some challenges with the flooding laws from back in the day.
Look, anyone that tries to do anything on the floodplain is very, very game. You know, it's just so hard. There are so many agencies and so many laws and bylaws and protections that are put in on anything you want to do to the river, adjacent to the river, on the river. It is really suicide mission. So all credit, as I said, all credit to him. He took on a real battle and he's never given up, and now he's successful, and all credit to him.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. Lots of things to look forward to. Thanks so much for your time today, Mayor Brenton Lewis.
No problem. You're very welcome. I just look forward to the growth and spectacular things that are happening here in Murray Bridge. It's just really, really rocking at the moment.